100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Kind of feels like it because I've got a horrendous cold. What perfect timing. You know, I get an extra day off because of all the stress and all that stuff. And what happens? I go to a movie. Yeah, you get sick. First person hardcore Harry has a cold. So this is the weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the stories, and I should do a minimum of talking. Because not only do I have a cold, but these little posts that they put on my teeth for the Invisaligns, if I talk without the Invisaligns in, they cut up my lips. Lovely. All the more incentive to wear the stupid things. So, we've got a topic this week of debate. And quite a few of you sent in stories. We're going to hear them from Muncie, Jeffrey, Richard, Serendipity, Tom, Tura, Lizzie, Zach Mann's back again, and Norval Joe, and Planet Z. So there's the lineup. Baseball is back. So, Chase Utley, screw you. Man, what a stupidly executed rule. And they're enforcing it badly, too. Because, of course, the Astros lost because of it. Although they wouldn't have had to have a rally if they had decent pitching. Other than Dallas Keuchel. So, that's enough baseball for the week. Let's take you straight to the stories, shall we?
Greetings, Rock Beasts. Munzee here with another story that I hope you enjoy. So, get enjoying, should that prove to be your natural inclination. On Slacktivism, by Christopher Monroe. A public service announcement. Nobody's mind has ever been changed about any issue based on a political meme they saw on Facebook. Everyone, on some level, understands this. Yet we keep posting and reposting the damn things as though they helped illustrate any sort of point. Actual news articles are okay. And people who I do agree with politically, this is directed at you too. You think you're making a difference with your cartoons and recaptioned screen grabs. You think you're contributing to the debate. I understand that. It's just that you're not. You're not contributing to anything. You're just mass debating. Broken Escalator, Christopher Monroe, .blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's me for the week, Rock Beasts. See you soon.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 520 on the topic of debate. I've got two stories for you. My first is called Math is Hard. Demographic change is a harsh mistress. She can be a bitch. Liberals will tell you the West has nothing to fear from a Muslim minority. Just a few generations will change the nature of the debate. In a native population that isn't growing, and an immigrant population that doubles in size every generation, a 20% minority today becomes half the population in two generations, and two-thirds in only three. I'll venture a guess that at that point, gay and transgender rights won't be at the top of the agenda. Liberals insist that a 2-degree temperature change a century from now is our greatest threat, but are blind to closer catastrophes. This is what happens when one dozes through math class. And my second story is called The Debate. Hillary Clinton squared off against Donald Trump in their only televised debate. The moderator implored the candidates to stay on topic and avoid personal attacks. First question, what are your strengths? Hillary.
Well, first, I want to thank the American people for tuning in tonight. Seeing a debate with a woman candidate is so important. Second, As a woman, Secretary of State, I was a role model to women everywhere. Did I mention my gender? In conclusion, women, vote with your uterus. Trump responded, strengths. Oh, I have strengths. More strength than you can imagine. And I'll use those strengths to make America great again. I have plans to use my strengths, and I'll lay out those plans shortly. I tell you, it'll be huge. Hillary interjected, see, I'm a woman, female. Vote me. The network canceled the rest of the debate, showing a Judge Judy rerun instead. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with more stories.
Good morning. This is Richard. And this week I have one story. It's called Not Alone. Boggins was roused from a fitful sleep by the uncomfortable and chilling realization that he was no longer alone. He sensed a presence in the darkness of the cave with him and called out nervously, "Is there somebody else in here?" A sibilant whisper came from the murky depths in response. "I think the question is rather, why is you here? And what has it got in its pockets?" Now terrified, the hobbit babbled, "Let's not get into a debate about it. How about I just slope off and leave you in peace?" "I think not," came the chilling reply. And until next week, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. People will always debate the ethics of the death penalty. Is it morally right to take a life to appease the taking of another? Personally, I have no views either way. I simply do my job. Others can debate whether it's right or wrong. Thankfully, it's a pretty one-sided argument, as far as I'm concerned. Because once they strap you into that chair and attach the electrodes, you know that it's an argument I'm going to win. The switch is thrown. I course around your body, burning and sparking through your mortal flesh. You die. No debate.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and the countdown goes to zero. I want to take a moment to thank Lawrence for a decade of hosting the challenge. Thank you for giving us a forum. And I'd like to take this opportunity to mention the 100 monkeys. Pabin, Tommy, Suri, Dondo Dollinger, Mick, Hopsburg O'Toole, Explorer, Dave X, Catherine from Vienna, Laurie, Ted, Thomas Reed, Tara Lynn, Aubrey, Mike of Mike Thinks, Tabitha, Mick, Craig, Charlie White, Ross, Gideon, Miata Stardust, Abernathy, Catwood 2, Danny W., Jerry, Beck, Sister Edith, Exis Delacroix, Patty Smith, Caledonia, K9, Tom of a 4, Craig, Mike S., Mike P., Rick Myers, B., Brad, Logan Berry, Lady Blue, Mike A., Tom Merkel, Kolik of the Collective, Claire, Sojourn Harumph, Isis, Chris of Platypus Society, Ashley, Eva Moon, A.M. Early, Ryel, Ted, Carrie, Planet X-Ray, Danny Merkel, Lisa, Terry, Fracker, Terrence of Never Was, DJ, J. Rasmussen, Elmo Schumann, Batgirl Questy, Houston Keys, Daphne from Going Broke, Chris the Nuclear Kid, Julie, Lynn, Chelsea, Andrew Ian Dodge, Jeffrey of Greater Heights, Spate, Ellis, Charlie, John, Liana, Dionysius Close, Red Goddess Talk with Marie, Caleb Bullen, Beauchamps, Anima, Danny, TJ, Cliff Uncle Monster, Guy David, Justin the Space Turtle, Steve the Nuclear Man, Serendipity, Lizzie, Tura, Chris, Thomas, Zach Man, Jeffrey, Richard, Phil, Planacy, Sing, and Tom. I have one story tonight, and it's somewhere. Oh, there it is. Sound Reasoning. August Wagner was a state debating champ for 4 years running. I spent endless hours helping him build his card file. I was no debater. To this day, I couldn't win an argument to save my life, but August had that ability to slowly set the seeds of doubt in the most ironclad defense. The most frequent reply from his opponents was, "We never saw it coming. After college, we drifted apart." I Googled him last year. Seems he became a member of a select group of lawyers who brought cases before the Supreme Court. There's no debating, the man had game. And that's it for this decade. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Tura Brazino here with a story on the subject, debate. As my candidate's champion, I armed myself for the debate. Vambrace, rear brace, pauldron, Pixan, cervelliere, iron-framed goggles. Finally, my debating saber. The judges decide victory not by first blood, nor a scoring of hits, but by the duelist's strength of character. Each must stand his ground, heedless of injury. To once lift a foot from the floor may lose the match. Even a too quick parry is frowned on, and victory never goes to a klugfechter, one who evades every strike. Of course, the performance has nothing to do with who would be the best president, but what debate ever did?
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The two sides presented their arguments in a very civilized manner. There were no interruptions. The audience clapped in unison after each speaker. The moderator smiled, content with how everything was going. During the break, a man sitting at the back stood up and started yelling something about KISS, and everyone thought he meant the band. He was rapidly removed by security, much to the perplexity of those sitting on the right side of the aisle. Those on the left side snickered. At the end, viewers voted. The numbers were clear. The Vampires won. And it was a bloody mess. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com and have a great week. Bye-bye.
This is Zach Mann. Sorry, honey. I can't do any chores right now because I will be watching a live debate. Not a presidential debate. A nutty debate involving things that are cool mixed with nerd rage. I am hoping the debate is what's the best superhero musical? I am rooting for Philker Tom Smith's The Last Hero on Earth, Team Star Kids' holy musical Batman, and Pete Townsend's Iron Giant, which I believe inspired the Iron Giant cartoon movie. I suppose I should check nimlus.org to see what tonight's debate is and which streaming website it's on. Before I get too excited.
This-
This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 520 with a prompt of debate. So here's my story. Mickey, what are you looking at? Mandy called from the register. Stepping back from the front window, Mickey struggled with an internal debate. Should he make up a reason to run after Polecat and see what she's doing in the library, or stay at work and hope she's still there after his 4-hour shift? He'd probably lose his job if he ran out now. What was so interesting out the window? Mandy asked when he finally came back. Another internal debate. Oh, just a girl I know, he said. A pretty girl, Mandy teased. Pretty smelly, Monkey Boy said. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
After television networks tired of the name-calling and lies in political campaigns, they asked IBM to create virtual candidates based on the speeches and policies of historical figures. These profiles were enhanced with mountains of data that honestly reflected their actual job performance, which eliminates the usual pandering and empty promises of most candidates. The public loved them. In fact, they protested against the real candidates and demanded the virtual ones. Enough states voted to amend the Constitution to eventually eliminate human lawmakers, political executives, and judiciary. Other countries joined the movement as President Watson expanded his digital empire's reach.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of debate. I hope you enjoyed this one. I sure did. And other than the fact that I'm feeling awful, but this brightened my day a little. And I'm going to chug a bunch of tea, a bunch of orange juice, the Mucinex, the DayQuil. I got to go to the store and get NyQuil. Maybe have a run over to a clinic, get some antibiotics, just in case it's a sinus infection. I'm sure you're just thrilled to hear all this. How are you guys feeling out there? Let me know in the comments. One a day until the day I die.com. And what else should I bring up? What should I do other than feel better? Take another day off? No, we got a planning session Monday. And I don't have my work laptop with me because they didn't want me taking my work laptop with me. So I'd actually rest. Minor problem. On Monday, if I have to work from home, with what? Isn't that what life is about? Everything that you try to do to alleviate stress just adds more. So I know the meaning was well, but oops, it happens. Thank you all for being a part of this. I will see you all next week unless I die from this. Thank you, and as always, keep it brief.